This week, something important happened in the church calendar. The Ascension was last Thursday. Jesus is gone. Now, he's not dead, though. We're well past that. But he's just simply gone, taken up bodily into whatever it is we mean when we say heaven. Or as one bishop that I knew put it, whoop, there he goes. And then the disciples just stand there, looking up confused, until two angels appeared and essentially said, "Why are you standing here looking up?" And then Pentecost is next Sunday. The Spirit hasn't come yet. The fire, the wind, the sudden gift of language, all of that is still 7 days away. So here we are, in the middle, in the gap, after the going and yet before the coming. The Ascension has happened and Pentecost has not, and the church is standing in the space between them with no solid ground under either foot. Which means today, right now, this morning, we are inside Schrodinger's box. In 1935, the physicist Erwin Schrodinger proposed what has now become an incredibly famous thought experiment. You probably know it. You put a cat in a sealed box with a tiny bit of radioactive material and a vial of poison. If the radioactive material decays, the vial breaks and the cat dies. But until you open that box and look inside, you cannot know whether the decay has happened. You cannot know if the cat is alive or if the cat is dead. And so according to quantum mechanics, the cat exists in what is called a superposition. It is, in some genuinely meaningful sense, both alive and dead simultaneously. It's not one or the other, but rather is both at the same time. That is, until you actually open the box and see what's happened. And then, with that quick observation, the reality becomes one or the other. Now, Schrodinger actually invented this thought experiment to show how absolutely absurd he found this implication of quantum theory. The joke was on him, though. Because here we are, a century later, and physicists still cannot entirely resolve it. And the rest of us, normal people, have decided it's actually a very apt way to describe so many aspects of our lives. I think most of us know what it is to be in the box, waiting for a diagnosis, waiting to hear whether the relationship can be repaired, waiting for something to resolve itself into one reality or another. And in the meantime, we live in the superposition, both things at once, our dread and our hope occupying the same space. And this is where the church is right now, literally, liturgically, right now. We are in the box. The Ascension has happened. Jesus has gone, and the physical presence that the disciples organized their whole lives around has been withdrawn. But Pentecost has not yet come. The Spirit that will animate the church, that will give it language and fire and the courage to walk out into the streets of Jerusalem, has not arrived yet. We are suspended between two decisive moments. Both realities are surrounding us. The old world closed, the new one not yet opened. Neither one is fully here. That's not an accident, I don't think. The lectionary puts us here on purpose. These 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost are in the calendar because the early church actually lived them. The book of Acts tells us the disciples went back to Jerusalem and devoted themselves to prayer in the upper room, and they waited. I don't think they really knew exactly what it was that they were waiting for, but Jesus told them to wait, so that's what they're going to do. And then the gospel reading for this in-between Sunday is Jesus on the night before his death, praying for them. He prays, "Holy Father, protect them in your name so that they may be one as we are one." He's praying for people who are about to be put in the box. And he's doing it in such a way that they can hear it. And to be prayed for in that moment is a very particular kind of being loved. It is being held by someone who can see well beyond the confines of the box. We are in those 10 days. Ascension behind, Pentecost ahead, the church in the same suspended state that the disciples were in, waiting, praying, not entirely sure what comes next or what it will even look like when it arrives. The box is sealed. Both realities pressing at once. Christ is gone, the Spirit has not yet come. And the community that Christ built is sitting in the gap, trusting that something is about to happen. Mind you, this is not just a liturgical condition. It is kind of the permanent shape of Christian life. We pray, "Thy kingdom come," because it has not yet fully come. We say Christ will come again because he has not come again yet. We are always, to some degree, in the box, already and not yet. The Spirit given and the world not yet remade. But the question that John's gospel is asking today, though, is whether we know that we are being prayed for in there. Because this prayer that Jesus offered doesn't stay in the upper room. The letter to the Hebrews says Jesus always lives to make intercession for us. Always, present tense. Right now, on this particular Sunday, in this particular gap, Jesus is interceding. Your name is being held in a place you cannot go. Because someone outside the box already knows what's inside when it opens. It doesn't make the waiting easy. We still have to live in it. But the good news is that none of us are in there alone. Next Sunday, the box opens. The superposition collapses into the most improbable resolution imaginable. But today, we wait together in the gap.